New Zealand Disability Strategy, 2026 to 2030. Summary of Education Goal and Actions. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Ministry of Disabled People, Faikaha. On the left is a QR code and underneath the words, scan for the NZSL name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 28th of November 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. New Zealand Disability Strategy, 2026 to 2030. Summary of Education Goal and Actions. About the New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026 to 2030. The New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026 to 2030 is New Zealand's third disability strategy. It sets out the government's commitment to all disabled people and Taranata Faikaha Māori disabled people. The Ministry of Disabled People Faikaha led the work on the strategy. Cabinet agreed the 5 priority outcome areas for the strategy. Content for the strategy was developed with input from disability groups and by working groups made up of disability community members, sector experts, and officials from relevant government agencies. Public consultation was held on a draft of the strategy, then Cabinet agreed the final version of the strategy. The strategy covers a 5-year period, from 2026 to 2030, to focus government agencies on meaningful and practical actions that will drive change for disabled people and Taranata Faikaha Māori. The strategy includes a vision and principles to set the direction for the strategy and guide work across government for disabled people. 5 priority outcome areas of education, employment, health, housing and justice. Each priority outcome area has a goal and actions. A monitoring approach to measure government's progress delivering the strategy. Summaries of each part of the strategy. People who want to read the full New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026 to 2030 can find it here, aicomms.nz/4270. The ministry has also produced summaries of each part of the strategy for people who do not want to read the whole strategy. These summaries are vision, principles, and other key information. Goal and actions for education. Goal and actions for employment. Goal and actions for health. Goal and actions for housing. Goal and actions for justice. Alternate formats of the summary documents can be found on these pages. For audio, braille, easy read and large print, aicomms.nz/2559. For NZSL, aicomms.nz/6519. This document is a summary of the education goal, how progress towards the education goal will be measured, and the education actions. Education goal. The strategy has a goal for education. The goal is, every learner is supported to attend, participate and progress in education. There is a high expectation that all learners, including disabled learners, will achieve their potential in the education setting of their choice. Measuring progress towards the education goal. Progress on the goal for education will be measured using these indicators. Percentage of disabled adults aged 15 to 64 years with a school qualification or higher. Percentage of disabled young people aged 12 to 18 plus years attending secondary school who attend school most or all of the time. Note that the government's attendance target for education is, by 2030, 80% of students are present for more than 90% of the term. This data is not currently disaggregated for disabled students. Percentage of disabled young people aged 15 to 24 years in employment, education, or training. Percentage of disabled young people aged 12 to 18 plus years attending secondary school who agreed or strongly agreed that people expect them to do well at school, kura or education provider. Percentage of disabled adults aged 15 to 64 who held high trust for the education system, 7 or higher on a 0 to 10 scale. What success in education means. A. Educators plan to meet the needs of all learners, including disabled learners. B. The education system has high expectations for all disabled learners to attend, progress and achieve in their learning goals. C. Learning support is delivered in a timely and effective way, with a skilled and capable specialist and support staff workforce, so disabled learners are supported to engage with their education and experience success. D. Early intervention services work to identify learning support needs early and can work with children in a timely and effective way. E. Kaupapa Māori education settings have access to curriculum, assessment and learning support interventions delivered by a culturally capable and trained workforce. F. Learning support needs are identified and responded to early. G. Data is gathered to support understanding the progress of disabled learners, allocation of services and supports, and working with their families. H. Disabled learners are supported by effective in-school coordination and planning of the support they need to succeed. I. Learner-centered transitions throughout early childhood education and schooling are planned early, include the learner, family and whānau and are monitored and supported. J. Tertiary education providers are supported to implement disability action plans that include learner voice. Education actions. The strategy has a set of actions for education. The actions are: 1. Put $266 million into early intervention services so children's learning support needs are identified earlier and families don't have to wait as long for support. 2. Look at new ways to provide targeted and specialist learning support, including working with private providers and community organizations to reduce wait times. 3. Improve the learning support system so it is easier for educators, families and learners to use by funding a learning support coordinator for all schools with learners in years 1 to 8. Making application processes for learning support easier. 4. Invest funding into more specialist school satellite classrooms to provide choice for parents. 5. Work with the Ministry of Disabled People Whakaha to develop improvements in teacher training that support teachers to meet the needs of disabled students. 6. Work with the Ministry of Disabled People Whakaha to look for ways to improve accountability for schools and school boards by reporting on learning and achievement outcomes of all disabled learners. 7. Use existing funding to support Kaupapa Māori settings to access tools, knowledge and skills so they can meet the needs of their disabled aukonga students with high-quality programs. 8. Work with the Ministry of Disabled People Whakaha to look for ways to identify disabled learners in education data so their needs and progress are better understood. 9. The Tertiary Education Commission, TEC, will continue monitoring provider progress on implementing their disability action plans. The TEC will consult with disabled student representative groups, including the National Disabled Students Association, on how this function is implemented. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 28th of November 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.